Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
In this episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers, I would like to reflect on a text by our Father among the Saints, John Cassian, from his Conferences. Saint John is one of the great luminary fathers responsible for bringing the traditions of monasticism, as it was found in the deserts of the Christian East, into the environment of the western regions of the empire, and thereby establishing the traditions of monasticism in the West in concert with those founding traditions and founding fathers of the great deserts of Nitria and Scetus, and indeed the whole African environment of early monastic life. In his Conferences, St. John writes the following. The holy man does not differ from the sinner in the fact of not being similarly tempted, but rather to the extent that the former is not overcome by some great onslaught, whereas the latter is defeated by even a minor temptation. And the brave endurance of some just man would not be worthy of praise if his victory were unaccompanied by temptation. For it is surely true that there can be no place for victory where the clash of a contest is missing. Blessed indeed, writes the Apostle James, is the man who endures temptation, because after passing the test he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. According to St. Paul, St. John continues, the apostle, the virtue of a man is brought to perfection, not amid idleness and pleasure, but in infirmity. And then this saying, today I have set you up in a fortified city, into a pillar of iron and a wall of bronze over all the land, over the leaders and kings of Judah, over its priests and over the peoples of the earth. And they shall make war against you, and they shall not be victorious, because I am with you, says the Lord, that I may protect you. That the ending of the quotation from St. John's Conferences, the saint there finishing by quoting that passage from Jeremiah 1. In this remarkable text, St. John Cassian teaches us an essential lesson about the spiritual life. It is all too easy, especially in our latter days, this period of time of idolization, of guru worship, of the desire to see certain people as categorically different from others. It is all too easy, given this tendency, to think that those who are victorious in the spiritual life are either of a completely different class of humanity than those of us who struggle, or that they are given a different type of life, a life without struggles, without temptations. It is easy to read the lives of our holy fathers, of the saints and martyrs, and witnessing their fortitude, to come falsely to the belief that they were not tempted by the struggles put before them in the way we so often feel ourselves tempted by the struggles that we face, that they either were exempted from these inner turmoils or simply completely overcame them. But St. John, in this passage, reminds us that the greatest saints, the most victorious of ascetic laborers, struggle deeply with temptation. The difference between the saint and the sinner in this regard, as he says at the opening of the passage that I just read, is not that the saint isn't similarly tempted, but that while the sinner is immediately overcome by even the slightest temptation, the saint is able to battle even a great onslaught of the same. we are desirous in our laxity to have a life free of temptation. And very often in this selfish desire, we read the fathers as if they presented us that kind of paradigm, that at a certain level of holiness, temptation ceases and one simply lives a life of contemplative adoration of God. But as St. John reminds us, in his own words, there can be no place for victory where the clash of a contest is missing. Some people read such passages and infer that there is therefore a need for sin and transgression in order to find salvation. But of course, this is not what St. John or other holy fathers who say similarly are really trying to say. Rather, they are saying that in this life, fallen and broken as it is, the one who does not struggle against temptation makes no spiritual progress. The one who walls himself up in the pretension of avoiding all temptation, while ultimately being foolish, for even if one isolates oneself from the temptations external to himself, there are temptations in the heart which pursue a man wherever he will go. But any man who believes that he can escape such temptations has failed to grasp an essential ingredient in the life in Christ. This life is not a life devoid of trial, but a life of victory in trials. It is not a life absent of struggle, but a life which takes struggle and turns it into the conquering of temptations, of sin, even of death itself. The one who truly conquers, then, must be one who struggles. The one who wishes to be a follower of Christ must undertake the struggles against the passions and the demons, which not even our Savior felt himself worthy to avoid in his incarnate life. In our own personal lives, we often find ourselves fleeing from any temptation, no matter how slight. Whenever there is struggle, whether it be a struggle of circumstance, a struggle of health, a struggle of employment, a struggle of relationship, whatever it may be, our first inclination in this modern world is to try to avoid the struggle at all costs, to immediately end it, get past it, and move on. But the greatest saints who shine down upon us from the heavens are those who embraced struggle, whether slight or whether extraordinary, who never sought to flee it or to abandon it or to relegate it to the past, but indeed often sought out more severe struggles, more extensive trials, so that in fighting against them, the iron of their soul, of their body, of the wholeness of their life could be purified through the forge of that fire to become stronger and sturdier and to help them progress into the kingdom. This perhaps is the difference between the saint and those of us wallowing in our sin, that while we not only falter in trials but try to avoid them, it is specifically by not avoiding temptation that the saints become strengthened in their struggles, able to conquer in great things where we falter even in little things. And of course, St. John Cassian is not saying this to discourage us, as if to say, look, you are flawed, you are not like them. Rather, his point is precisely the opposite. To say that there is no categorical difference between the saint and the sinner. It is a matter of how one approaches the trials he will face in life. And that is a choice we are each of us free to make, day by day. Every day in this broken world is a day in which we face trials and temptations. There is no way to avoid this. But the encouragement given to us by this Holy Father is that depending on how we answer those trials, we can forge in ourselves either feebleness and weakness, which will leave us trapped in our sorrowful state, Or we can take up the armor of God and fight, gaining stamina and strength for the spiritual contest, so that like those great saints, we might learn through God's grace to overcome even the greatest of onslaughts. St. John Cassian here speaks in concert with all the fathers, who never try to claim, never do claim, that sin is a necessary ingredient in order to find salvation, but who all, with a common voice, though each in their own way, stress that without facing the arena of temptation, we will remain stuck in the chains of this life. Let us then hear the voice of so many fathers, which St. John brings to us in this tiny text. In our infirmity we are made strong. It is not in our idleness and pleasure, but in raising up our weak lives to the contests of faith, to the clash of spiritual life, that we may find in that arena victory through the grace of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, St. John Cassian, and of all the saints, have mercy upon us and save us, O our God. Amen.